Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Start, if you would, just the birth of this ministry.
Sure, Susie. I remember I was supposed to go hear Jenny Allen. You were talking about her at the beginning. And the first IF conference in Austin, Texas. And I was supposed to be there to hear her and was just so sick that weekend. And so was stuck literally just in my bed. And I remember having my computer open, listening to her online. And Jenny said something. She said, "Have you disqualified yourself from the race? Like, have you pulled yourself out and disqualified yourself?" And I remember just weeping at that point because I was so sick and saying, I've disqualified myself and I want to get back in the race. I want to love others the way that Jesus wants me to. And even if I'm stuck in bed, like, what does that look like, Lord? And he just gave me this beautiful picture of a vintage bottle in my mind. And I've always loved Psalm 56:8, you know, that says you keep track of all my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle and you've recorded each one in your book. And what a picture that God sees us, like sees us in our pain and that he cares about every single tear. I just think that's beautiful, especially when you're stuck, you know, in the midst of some painful experience. And so I went online and Susie, I like bought a logo on Etsy for $5 and I had no business starting a small business, but I thought that's something I can do from home. Like I can create these little gifts of hope and start sending them to people around the country that are feeling the same way I am, that are grieving or hurting or feel stuck. And there's just so much suffering going on. And so I just literally started collecting vintage bottles, which I've always loved, but started collecting them and then got a beautiful print created with Psalm 56:8 on them. And I put them in every single vintage bottle. And my favorite part of getting to do Bottle of Tears is I get to pray over every single order that goes out to people. And there's just been so many stories and, you know, there's a lot of pain, but it's been so beautiful watching others comfort their friends, you know, in the midst of the hard.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.